Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. With new genres popping up every day, somebody needs to walk the beat. So without further ado, we kick off our new series called Genre Patrol with a look at the distinctly British strain of rap known as chap hop. The question is, can a proper English gentleman bust a rhyme? And if he can, should he?
You see, I am Mr. B, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I've got a bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say, up jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice.
Mr. B, the gentleman rhymer with his chap-hop history. Now, chap-hop, you know, pays lots of attention to tea and cricket and proper pronunciation. So you think the genre might be drama-free, but no. The gentleman rhymers have their beefs, too. Wall Street Journal correspondent Francis Robinson joins us from that paper's bureau in Brussels for a proper introduction to the OG, that is, the original gentleman. Francis, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, hi, John, hi.
So, what is this? Is chap hop for real?
I mean, it is. You know, these guys are really, really into it. There's a whole kind of chap lifestyle that's grown up in the last few years. You know, wearing tweed, riding a bicycle, drinking lots of fine tea. You know, it's really taken off, particularly in towns like Brighton in the south of England. So, you know, given there's a whole lifestyle, and then these guys have a genuine love of hip-hop, right? You know, they're talented rappers, producers, musicians in their own right. You know, I think that they are taking it pretty damn seriously, to be honest, to the extent that they do now have a beef, yes.
Mm-hmm. How many of them are there?
Well, the two main protagonists are Mr. B, who we just heard then, he's
right.
Fab, and Professor Elemental, his rival, who's a kind of a different character. He's less of a kind of mustachioed chap. He's a kind of steampunk mad explorer who wears goggles and a safari suit and is terribly excitable. So they're the big names, and then it kind of ties in with a whole kind of wider electro swing movement. There's a band called The Correspondents who, you know, again, have the very kind of RP, you know, lovely English accent vocals, but, you know, sampling, kind of big jazz influence there as well.
RP being received pronunciation, right?
Exactly,
that kind of upper class pronunciation of the British, the English language. So there are two major players on the chap hop scene, and those two are already warring with each other.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, it was very much Professor Elemental that started it. Mr. B was kind of going along doing his thing. And it's like a lot of great ideas, right? A lot of people have it at the same time. So it's really hard to say who came first, but it was definitely Professor Elemental who kind of, you know, laid down the gauntlet, as it were, with this song, Fighting Trousers.
Right. Yeah. In this part of Fighting Trousers, we hear Professor Elemental calling out Mr. B.
Dear sir, regarding your recent foray into the rap business and the scene you portray, see, I don't normally approve of war games, but he's biting is what they all say. And by Harry, they might be right. This is hip-hop, not an Elvis night. Shelve this professor impersonation. Let it end now, it's impertinent waiting. You seem a reasonable chap. What you need to do is rap and not parody chap-hop, cos that's not proper, just not cricket. Put away your ukulele or I'll tell you where to stick it. I don't like your tweet, sir. Will teach you the professor's ready. Not. Let's see who strikes the loudest. Lou, put on my fighting trousers. I've got super producers and fans that play me. You have a granddad's moustache.
It's just not cricket. That is Professor Elemental's song, Fighting Trousers. We are speaking with Frances Robinson from the Brussels Bureau of the Wall Street Journal, where she has been monitoring the chap hop rivalry. The scene, the words chap hop sort of refer to this kind of almost Noel Coward meets Public Enemy kind of thing. I mean, a lot of those samples in the back are from really old English pop songs, aren't they?
Right, exactly. Yeah, kind of like 1930s jazz songs and things, you know, the kind of thing. I remember my grandma had a lot of 78s, you know, these really old, tiny records. And so there's a real influence of that. You know, I went to a night in London at the Wham Bam Club, and there were burlesque dancers and things. And they have a guy who DJs, he's called the Earl of Earling, and he actually DJs with gramophones. So he has to change the needle between every song. You know, it's a really laborious process because each... You know, the records are very short. But, yeah, he just loves it. He's there. He's wearing kind of velvet waistcoat. He's got like, beautiful antique cufflinks and everything. And it's just an incredible atmosphere, you know. It's really just a total kind of hedonistic retro escapism. It's fantastic, yeah.
And is it part of the wider steampunk culture, you know, the kind of Jules Verne vision of Sherlock Holmes that we saw in the recent Sherlock Holmes movie, for example?
Yeah, definitely. In particular for Professor Elemental, he is, so I spoke to him just before doing this, and he's trying to get another American tour together because he came over to the Steampunk World Fair and things like that. So he's particularly, I think, got a following amongst the steampunk masses. He's got his goggles and everything. He's definitely ready to... you know, get involved in some kind of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen-style combat to defend his lady's honor or something like that, yeah.
All right, well, for folks who happen to be listening online in the UK, this evening you can actually see Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer, at Fairfield Hall in Croydon. This is his brand new single called Curtsy for Me, and Francis Robinson from the Wall Street Journal's Brussels Bureau, thank you for being with us on Soundcheck.
Aw, thank you. In the day they were all nitpickers, now they're up and down like a stripper's knickers. Pop that front leg out
and drop into a little bow. Yes, indeed. Still to come, the folk rock band Blind Pilot joins us with a new album called We Are the Tide. They will play live next on Soundcheck. Inside Fendon Sea, they terrorize me.